Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Vintage Baking Recipes. Timeless Tastes, from 1600 to 1980 by Stephen Masters, is a vintage and retro baking cookbook that frames its recipe collection as a historical journey. Spanning roughly two centuries, it invites readers to experience how baking changed from the practical, tradition-driven approaches associated with the Hundred Aws to the more varied, trend-influenced tastes of the late 20th century. The book's purpose is twofold: to provide usable baking recipes and to place those recipes in a broader story about evolving home kitchens, ingredients, and preferences over time. Rather than presenting vintage baking as a single style, it highlights continuity and change across eras, encouraging readers to compare methods and results. The overall approach is accessible for home cooks, with an emphasis on recreating classic baked goods in a modern setting while still keeping the spirit of older recipes. For readers who enjoy nostalgia, food history, or expanding a baking repertoire beyond contemporary staples, it positions itself as both cookbook and cultural snapshot. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, baking is a timeline from 1800 to 1980. A defining feature of the book is its time-spanning structure, which treats baking as something that evolves rather than as a fixed collection of classics. By covering recipes associated with multiple generations, it encourages readers to notice how certain foundations stay consistent while preferences shift. Across that long arc, baked goods can reflect changing daily life, what people considered celebratory, what was practical for everyday meals, and what counted as modern or fashionable at different moments. This timeline framing also helps readers understand why some recipes feel simple and sturdy, while others feel more expressive or trend-driven. The value is not in claiming a single authoritative history, but in giving home bakers a way to taste the differences between periods. For someone exploring vintage baking, that perspective can prevent the common mistake of treating all older recipes as the same. Instead, the book positions each era as having its own character, allowing readers to recreate a range of outcomes and to better appreciate the culinary continuity that connects a 19th century kitchen to a late 20th century one. Secondly, vintage and retro recipe variety as a learning tool. Because the book's scope stretches through many decades, variety becomes one of its main strengths. A broad collection of vintage and retro bakes can teach more than any single recipe can techniques repeat in different forms. Ingredient ratios reveal patterns, and readers can see how small changes affect texture and flavor. The book's concept of stepping back in time is not only nostalgic, it is practical, since comparing styles across eras helps bakers develop intuition. A home cook might recognize that some recipes emphasize simplicity and pantry reliability, while later recipes can reflect wider influence and experimentation. When presented as a tapestry rather than a tight niche, vintage baking becomes a set of options suited to different occasions. That breadth also supports different skill levels. Beginners can start with approachable classics, while experienced bakers can use the selection to challenge themselves and diversify what they make. The overall effect is that the book reads like a curated tour through baking habits, helping readers expand their personal repertoire while staying anchored in time-tested ideas. Thirdly, historical context without losing the cookbook function. The book positions itself as more than a recipe list by emphasizing baking history and the cultural background of changing tastes. That approach can appeal to readers who want meaning behind the food, not just instructions. At the same time, its usefulness depends on maintaining clarity as a cookbook, so the historical angle works best when it supports the act of baking rather than distracting from it. In practice, the historical framing can help explain why a recipe exists in a certain form, why a particular style became popular, or why some baked goods became associated with home tradition. It also turns baking into an interpretive act, where readers do not merely follow steps, but engage with the logic of older choices. For many bakers, that blend is motivating a recipe is more inviting when it feels like part of a lived tradition. The result is a book that can be read for curiosity and then used in the kitchen, offering an experience closer to culinary exploration than to a purely utilitarian baking manual. Fourthly, bringing older recipes into a modern home kitchen. A common barrier to vintage baking is the fear that older recipes will be difficult to reproduce with contemporary tools, ingredients, and expectations. The book addresses this by aiming to make vintage baking accessible for modern readers, which is essential for a timeline that starts in the 1800s. Even when a recipe is rooted in another era, it still has to work in a home kitchen today. The practical promise is that readers can recreate classic baked goods without needing specialized historical equipment or an expert-level background. This matters because accessibility keeps the project from becoming purely decorative nostalgia. Instead, readers can integrate older bakes into their everyday or seasonal cooking, treating them as living recipes rather than museum pieces. For experienced bakers, But modern usability also makes the book a resource for adapting and experimenting once a vintage base is reliable. It can become a platform for variation while still retaining its old-fashioned identity. The overall benefit is a bridge between culinary heritage and contemporary routines. Lastly, nostalgia, taste memory, and the appeal of classic baking. Vintage and retro baking often succeeds because it connects strongly to memory, identity, and comfort. The book leans into that appeal by presenting recipes as a way to savor earlier eras, not just to study them. For many readers, classic baked goods represent family tradition, community gatherings, or a sense of home cooking that feels grounded compared to fast-moving food trends. By inviting readers to bake through time, the book also encourages an emotional form of learning tasting older styles can reveal why they endured, what feels timeless, and what reads as distinctly of its period. That nostalgia does not have to be sentimental in a shallow way, because it can sharpen a baker's ability to recognize flavor profiles and textures that have cycled in and out of fashion. It also supports the social side of baking, since sharing vintage-inspired treats can spark conversation and storytelling. In that sense, the book is not only about outcomes on a cooling rack, but about how baked goods carry cultural meaning and how home bakers can participate in preserving it through practice. In conclusion, Vintage Baking Recipes, Timeless Tastes, from 1800 to 1980 suits readers who want baking to feel connected to history rather than limited to current trends. Baking enthusiasts will appreciate the chance to broaden their repertoire with recipes presented as part of an evolving tradition. History-minded readers and nostalgia seekers can enjoy the sense of traveling across eras, seeing how tastes and approaches shift while certain fundamentals remain. The main practical benefit is inspiration paired with usability. The book is framed as a cultural exploration, but it is designed to be used in a modern kitchen, helping readers turn curiosity into finished bakes. Intellectually, it offers a simple but engaging way to think about baking as a reflection of changing lifestyles and preferences over time. Compared with many vintage-themed cookbooks that focus tightly on a single decade or on novelty, this book stands out for its long-range perspective from the 1800s to 1980 and for treating the collection as a narrative journey. That timeline makes it easier to compare styles, understand what is truly timeless, and build a more informed personal sense of what classic baking can mean today. If you would like to support Stephen Masters, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.